Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, beautiful, lovely, radiant souls. This is an episode that I am so freaking excited for, and today we are gonna expose absolutely everything. I am gonna talk about things that I have only told maybe like a select two people in my life. So to be completely honest, this is very scary for me, but I know that it must be said. But you guys, before we begin, I need your help. So I am currently in the process of planning out 2024's new content, podcast episodes, and drumroll you guys, a one-on-one coaching program. More to come on that soon. But basically, I'm just thinking about like all the good stuff that I want to bring into this world, how I can help you guys, how I can add value. So with that being said, I would love to hear from you because I want to make sure that I am supporting you guys the best way that I can this year. And in order to do that, I need to hear from you guys first and foremost, what you guys are looking for support on. So I put together this super quick survey to learn how I can support you. It'll take literally 5 minutes or less, and it would help me so, so much. And as a thank you for filling the survey out, you guys will have a chance to win a one-on-one call with me, and I will be choosing 5 winners, you guys. So honestly, your chances of winning should be pretty high. So thank you so much for your time. And I'm really excited to help make 2024 one of your best years yet. Okay, so back to today's episode. If you guys have ever wondered, was Kira always into manifestation? Short answer, no. Was her life easy growing up and that's why things work out for her now? Also, no. How did she go from full-blown science-based atheist to manifestation coach and teacher? Or if you guys are just wondering why I do what I do and how I got into this place today where I've been able to do things I once thought were so impossible for me, like quit my six-figure job only to make more money, being my own boss, being in my purpose, heal from past trauma and limiting beliefs that were holding me back, and break free from the mental, emotional, energetic limitations that were holding me down. And ultimately, what that's led to is like developing the confidence to live as my authentic self, being in my purpose and sharing my gifts with this world. So we are going to cover all of that today. And let me just tell you guys, this story has a lot of ups and downs. And what I want to let you guys know in advance is that there are some trigger warnings here for domestic abuse, sexual assault, suicidal ideation, and other means of emotional and mental abuse. And what I'm going to talk about is not going to go into detail whatsoever. It's just going to be like, yep, I acknowledge that happened. Now let's continue. Because you guys, I do think it's important to acknowledge that there was a lot of pain that I have experienced in my past. It's not something that I can, you know, delete or get rid of or pretend like it didn't happen. But what you guys will see is that all of the pain has become a very crucial part of my hero's journey of how I got to where I am today. And in no way is this episode to be a substitute for clinical interventions like therapy or to give medical advice. I am simply sharing my own journey, my own story, in order to be very real and transparent with you all, the deep, dark hole that I was dropped into when I was born into this life, and how I step by step got myself out of it and into this very, very beautiful place that I am so grateful to be in today, which also is not without its challenges. Like, this isn't a linear come up story where all of a sudden I'm sitting here like, la, 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 I live in my fantasy land. No, the challenges have shifted. I still face fears. I still face anxieties, but my identity today, who I am and the way in which I handle them is so much more different than what it was in the past. So you guys, if you feel like because of those warnings, you cannot continue listening, I definitely understand. No judgment whatsoever. Please do what is best for you. But if you are choosing to continue with me, I thank you so, so much for holding space for me and my story. And with that being said, let's freaking dive in. So I'm actually going to skip the manifestation success stories this week and instead just really focus on sharing my journey with you all. Okay, you guys. So I want to share with you guys like this feeling or this calling that I had to share my story with you all. Like I honestly, for the past few weeks, was feeling this nudge from the universe basically telling me, hey, Kira, I think you should share your story. And it would come to me in the form of a thought over and over again. It would come to me in the form of a message on social media. And then it also came to me in the form of my coach, Miss Marley Rose Harris, asking me in our most recent session, hey, have you ever shared your story on the podcast? And me going, oh my gosh, universe, okay, I'm listening, I get it, I'll do it. We got this. Like, you guys, side note, the universe is gonna keep nudging you to bring forth what you're being called to create, what you're being called to share with this world. So it's gonna find you whether you like it or not, and it's gonna keep giving you the signs and messages in all these different ways until you accept it. So with that being said, I am here today, and perfect timing because the universe also gave me the idea for the title of today's episode literally right before I sat down to record this. So I'm gonna start the story before I was even born so that I can paint you guys a picture of the family that my soul chose to be born into. And I think this is also really important to acknowledge because for the longest time growing up, I truly despised the circumstances that I was born into. So I thought to myself, if only I was born into a more stable, loving family, if only my parents went to college, got an education, worked white collar jobs so that they had more money, then I wouldn't have any of the problems that I do. And yes, although this does make sense, when I started my manifestation journey, my spiritual journey, I did end up looking back and realize that this was just me playing into being a victim of my circumstances. This was me feeding my ego. This was me justifying scarcity, feeding the energy of lack. And I knew that it was time to change this ASAP. So I'll talk more about that later, but for now, what I want to share with you guys is that basically the situation looked like this. My mom came here to study in America from Japan when she was 23, temporarily. She then met my dad on a beach in San Diego. They had a baby, aka me. It was a surprise. They did not intend to get pregnant. They decided to keep the baby. My mom didn't end up going back to Japan as planned because now she's pregnant with a baby with this guy from America. And thus I was born. And I think actually right before, I know my mom, when she got married to my dad, she was pregnant. So they did end up getting married. And at the time when I was born and growing up, my dad, I think, was in community college. My mom obviously didn't have a job out here because she had just came to study from Japan. So she didn't have like any education or qualifications that would let her necessarily work here. And my grandparents here were in debt. So financially, it was not looking so hot for the Dickinson family. So growing up, my mom decided to enroll in beauty school, which took up most of her time. My dad ended up dropping out of community college to work as a mechanic because, you know, you need money to raise a child. And I spent most of my time at my grandparents' house. And I loved my grandparents very deeply, just as I did my family, but they had their problems too. My grandpa was a Vietnam War veteran who got wounded twice in battle, so he had a lot of PTSD. And then my grandma had to deal with a lot of the physical and emotional effects of the abuse she endured throughout the relationship, so she was an alcoholic. Then, when I was 2, my sister was born, and of course I didn't know this at the time because I'm just a little baby, but she had undiagnosed autism until actually just quite recently. Since my parents didn't believe in mental health, she never got an official diagnosis. And basically, that is all that needs to be said in terms of very, very, very early childhood. So you guys could probably guess it, but, and I don't want to be dramatic, and I wish I was over exaggerating when I say this, but this family was a mother effing shit show. Okay? There is literally no other way to describe it. And the worst part was that I thought this was normal. So my mind, my brain, my body constantly lived in this state of chaos, the state of instability, insecurity, and lack. I lived in the state of never having enough growing up, of seeing my family struggle with money, of seeing them struggle with trying to find happiness and fulfillment in the midst of navigating the stressful day-to-day of raising kids, but having to pay the bills and having to go to work all the time and having to deal with all the trauma that every other person in the family had. Like, I honestly think it is a miracle that we all did not strangle each other. Except, you guys, this is where it gets a little dark. Except for the fact that when I was around 5 years old, and this is where my earliest painful childhood memory kicks in, that for one of my family members, I'm not going to call them out, but the pressure of life they were dealing with had gotten to the best of them. And when I was five, this family member had attempted to end my life twice, once by suffocation and once by drowning. To the point where Child Protective Services, CPS, had to get involved. And I do say this with a very heavy heart, and it has taken me years, decades to process this, to heal this, to forgive this, not to forgive the other person, but to forgive the situation for how much pain, how much anger, how much frustration this has caused me, and ultimately to heal the relationship with this family member. And you guys might be like, Kira, what the actual F? This person had tried to do some serious harm to you, and you have said that you have forgiven them? Like, what? And so, you guys, I get it. I know. And what I want to say to you guys is that I don't say this because I want your pity. I don't say this because I want to prove to you guys how freaking hard and sad my life is and how much of a saint I am now because I have like forgiven this situation. What I want to say is that let's go back to my purpose, okay? My purpose in life is to be an example of what is possible for you. My goal is to remind you that you are more than capable of breaking free from what you thought was holding you back, that there is no ceiling capping your potential or ability to create freedom, joy, and abundance in your life, and that you can manifest your dream life regardless of whatever horrible, painful experiences or circumstances that you have faced in the past. So yes, of course, I did not forgive the situation right away. In fact, I was so angry about the situation, and I'll talk about it later, but it manifested in so many horrible experiences in life. But slowly, I was able to take away the emotional charge and really come face to face with that experience and accept it for what it was. Because like I said, you can't delete something from your life. You can't remove it. The more you try and resist it, the more it's going to persist. And so for me, ultimately, I had to learn how to transform that experience. It doesn't justify it in any means whatsoever. It doesn't mean it was right. It just means that I am not going to let it hold me back anymore. But anyways, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So what I'm trying to say, you guys, is that if I can bounce back from domestic abuse, from emotional, from verbal abuse, from sexual assault, from financial hardship, and all these things we know that no one deserves to ever experience, then I guarantee that you can do it too. Because there is no difference in my ability to create a wonderful, beautiful, expansive life for myself and in yours. And you guys, this isn't to say that I bounced back and was like, yeah, let's go. No. For over a decade after that incident, I lived in extreme anger, extreme distrust, extreme anxiety, guilt, and hatred. Because of course, as a child, I barely even have a functioning brain. I don't even know what just happened. I don't know why that just happened. All I know is that my mind is saying that I am unwanted. I am not good enough. I should not be here. And this is what life is going to be like for me. It's going to be painful. It's going to be chaotic in life, and everyone in it is out to get me. And so basically, I carried all these limiting beliefs and painful emotions throughout my life. I truly believed that I would never be enough, that I would never have enough, and it didn't matter what I did in life, it would always be unfair for me. Like, you guys, imagine having to live from 5 years old to 17 years old, which I'll get to later, but just believing that. Imagine a small child growing up like that. Honestly, it makes me really emotional just thinking about it, because I wish I could go back as I am today and hug that child and let them know that it will all be okay, that I will protect them, that they will grow stronger. They will become the strongest, most wise, incredible soul that I am so proud to call myself today. And I really just wish I could tell my younger self, I am so sorry you had to go through that experience alone. I know you've been holding on to so much weight for so long by yourself, and I want to let you know that it is now safe for you to let go. It is safe for you to just be a child and go on and move to the next phase of your life. You no longer have to be in this place of pain. And side note here, if you're at all listening and can relate in one way or another to my story, or have just been carrying around the weight of a very heavy burden or traumatic moment in your life, then I just want to say that I am sending you so much love, heart to heart. I am so sorry for all of the pain you have been carrying. I acknowledge the burden that has been placed on you that you have had to experience alone. And I want you to know that even though we aren't physically in contact with each other, energetically, I see you, I hear you, and I am sending so much love to you. And I want to make it known that I'm not trying to say that you should just bypass the negative experiences that you've had, but what I'm trying to do is just simply share my experiences, my story, in hopes that it will shed some insight on why I do what I do, why I'm so passionate about helping those of you who have gone through some really deep stuff, to help those of you who are the generational curse breakers of your family, those of you who have not only survived, but have learned how to thrive despite your circumstances. Because you guys, look at where you are today. You are here, which means you are ready and wanting to reclaim your power, wanting to be in alignment with who you are and with your soul's purpose. And I think that is so freaking incredible, and it takes a lot of strength. So I just want you to recognize that right now, like take a moment and really, really acknowledge yourselves for how freaking far you have come. Okay, so back to my story. Let's fast forward a bit, because from 5 to 7, although my life, of course, looked different, I was still projecting out that same energy, that same being a victim. And this manifested in dealing with severe anxiety and depression. Oh my gosh, you guys, I am losing my voice right now, but we're gonna keep going. Like, I am talking about, you guys, at that time, I was having panic attacks in middle school, in high school, every single day. I was eating lunch by myself in the bathroom stalls because I was so freaking anxious and scared of the world. It manifested into me also getting into the most toxic relationship of my life. And I don't really take that word lightly. I don't like to throw around the word toxic, but this truly, truly, truly was sucking my life force, my energy, which only played into my unworthiness and being deserving of abuse story. And it manifested in still the same never having, doing, or being enough story. So you guys are probably wondering at this point, okay, Kira, so what changed? Like, oh my gosh, how the heck did you dig yourself out of the deep depths of hell on earth to get to where you are today? So you guys, don't worry. As you know, this story gets a lot better. It really, really does. It gets better than I could have ever even imagined. But basically, what happened was that one day I was driving home. I think I was driving home from school or some event or something, and I was feeling the weight of everything wash over me. And at the time, I was so deeply depressed, you guys. I was drinking all the time. I was doing drugs. I was in a cliquey friend group where everyone was out to get each other. My parents had divorced and were going through their own midlife crisis. And I remember thinking to myself, you guys, I cannot keep living like this. I literally cannot go on. I want to give up. And you guys, this is wild. What happened next is so wild, because I had been a self-identified atheist at the time. Because, you know, when you grow up the way that I did, I could not have possibly justified the existence of a higher power. Because if there were one, that would mean that they were like, what's it called? A sadist, a masochist, the one that likes to inflict pain on people. And I just could not justify that existence in my life. But, you know, I don't know what came over me, you guys. I remember being so desperate, okay, just saying out loud while driving, God, if you are real, please help me. Please, 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 please help me. Please let something change. And I was begging this higher power. I was begging God at this point. I think I started crying too. Like, it was all super emotional for me. But you guys, what ended up happening is that sometime later, I think it was within the next 6 months or so, but like I was telling you guys earlier about that one toxic relationship that I had mentioned, at the time, the person who had triggered for me the most pain, the most suffering, the most discomfort I had experienced at the time, this person had randomly texted me out of the blue after we had separated, and they had let me know that they really, really, really wanted to give me this Christmas present. And you guys, I was like, no effing way. Ew, no, gross. Get away from me. You're disgusting. Literally, you guys, like that was my gut reaction. I was like, no, 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 no. I am not even letting you breathe the same air as me. But you guys, this person was so persistent. So I was finally like, okay, fine, but we have to meet in a safe public space. I'm just gonna receive this gift or whatever it is that you're trying to give me, and then I'm leaving immediately. And they were like, okay, that's fine. So I get there and I'm like, what the heck does this person wanna give me? Like, what could be so freaking special that they just needed to see me for and they couldn't just like, I don't know, ship it to my house? And you guys, he ended up handing me a book. And this is where I was like, are you freaking kidding me? This was all about a stupid book. What is this book anyways? And I remember throwing it, like literally chucking it in the back of my car, being like, yeah, I'm not even gonna look at that. And you guys, I did not touch this book for months, okay? Until one day I was cleaning out my car and I was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, oh yeah, that's that stupid book that I got from that person. And you guys, that book was The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. And I think at that point, I was in a little bit better of a place where I was transitioning into college and feeling like this new chapter of my life was opening up for me. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I guess, let's read it. Like, I don't have any homework. I don't have anything else to do. I'm free, I guess. I'll just start reading it. And that book is where I was like, oh my God, this cannot be real. There is no possible way that I am actually capable of creating my own reality. But you guys, I was so desperate for a way out of my sad, suffering life that I literally felt like I had no choice but to just try. And so that is where everything began. That is where the tide began to turn. I started listening to Abraham Hicks every single day, honestly, religiously. I bought all of the books by Gabby Bernstein, by Deepak Chopra, by Eckhart Tolle. I listened to all the free YouTube or audiobooks that I could. I Googled for like the free PDFs to any books because at the time I didn't have any money, and I watched all the TED Talks I could. I just became so obsessed with manifestation, with personal development, with spirituality. And to me, that represented this new tide. It represented a new beginning from the world I was passively living in to the world I could actively create for myself. That was where I learned that my reality does not have to dictate my thoughts, my beliefs, my emotions, and my actions, but it actually is in reverse. That I, from the inside out, could change my reality one step at a time, beginning with just my mindset. And once I started that journey, one by one, I started noticing all these amazing manifestations in my life around me. For example, I thought that I was not going to be able to go to college because we couldn't afford it, but then not only did I get into UC Berkeley, but I also received my tuition completely free. I got a full freaking ride scholarship because I guess my family's income and my grades qualified for this full blue ribbon, I think, is what it's called, scholarship. Another example is that I thought I wasn't gonna be able to pay for housing my senior year, but then I got an internship last minute that paid my living expenses and more. It paid me more than I had ever made. I was used to making $8 an hour minimum wage working service jobs. This one paid me $35 an hour for a remote internship that I could do around my school schedule. I thought I wasn't gonna be able to get a job at a top company after college, and I was putting in LinkedIn application, cover letter after cover letter. Then you guys, a top financial firm's senior vice president actually contacted me and asked to interview me. And then, of course, I got the job. I thought that I wasn't going to be able to make six figures within the first few years of graduating, and then that happened. I thought that I wasn't going to be able to make six figures being my own boss, and then that happened. I thought that I wasn't going to be able to surpass getting 10K months, and then it went from 10K to a 47K month. I thought that I wasn't going to be able to have an audience that not only listens to but benefits from my experiences and wants to hear my story, and then of course, here we are today with you guys, which I just thank you guys so, so much. Like, you guys don't understand how much you all mean to me. The fact that you are here, the fact that you listen, the fact that whether you've done this or not yet, have slid into my DMs and we have just connected from there talking about your manifestations and your journeys. Like, that is something that lights me the frick up, okay? And of course, you guys, these are some of the highlights. Like, I am skipping ahead of a lot of the healing, a lot of the mindset and energy work that went into all of this, a lot of the ups and downs. Like, in between all of these things, there were so many challenges, there were so many breakthroughs, there were so many trigger moments for me. But at the end of the day, what I want to say is that your life, okay, your life can radically transform if you want it to. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. It doesn't mean that it's not going to be uncomfy. But it means that you do not have to be held back by who you think you are or who you think you aren't. You do not have to be held back by what you think you're worthy of or what you think you're not worthy of what benefits or disadvantages you have lived through, of the family you were born into, of the finances you either did or did not have, of the love and support that you were either given or not given. You do not have to be held back by any of that. There's no ceiling on your life. There's no limit as to who you can be and what you can accomplish. And I just want you guys to know that you came here to be big, to be bold, to do big things, to break the limits of what you thought was possible for you, and to truly expand and experience all that you came here to experience in this world. And also, a huge thing that I want to note is that obviously I have experienced a lot of horrible shit in life, and you guys might have experienced some similar stuff too, although I hope that you haven't. But what I want you to know is that yes, I do believe that everything happens for a reason, but I would never, ever, ever tell you guys that you brought upon your own suffering. Like, I am a part of a lot of spiritual, awakened, manifestation, whatever, whatever communities, and I am always so shocked and very disgusted whenever I see someone telling someone else, "You chose to be abused. You chose to be assaulted." Like, I literally read a post the other day on Reddit, you guys, with someone telling someone they chose their sexual assault, they chose their schizophrenia, and that they brought this into their life. And I just think that, no, that is absolutely ridiculous. Why would anyone consciously choose that? I mean, it also just literally doesn't help anyone. Even if you thought that was true, even if in your experience that is true for you, if someone else is suffering through something, you know, the last thing they want to hear is that. Like, if anything, it makes it worse. Instead, you guys, I'm going to offer my perspective. And my perspective is that our soul was aware that we would face some challenges in this lifetime. I don't think we chose from a menu. Yeah, Kira wants to be abused. Kira wants to be assaulted. Kira wants that. Like, I don't think we knew exactly what those challenges would be, but we knew that there were gonna be things like pain in this world. We knew that if we came into the human 3D physical plane that we experience today, that there are gonna be things that are suffering, that are discomfort, that are these really, really deep, painful feelings and experiences. And we knew that if we came into this world, it's not like we would be exempt from that. and that this world, this Earth school, would definitely test us here and there. It would push our limits. And despite that, our soul knew that this next experience that we are living today was necessary for our expansion. And throughout my experiences, I have truly come to believe that the universe doesn't give you something you are not able to handle. Again, it doesn't justify what you have been through. It's not like, oh yeah, of course you were meant to go through this. Like, 5-year-old me shouldn't have had to have handled that attempted harm on my life. 16-year-old me shouldn't have had to handle that repeated sexual assault. Younger me shouldn't have had to have handled contemplating suicide every single day to escape my reality. But you guys, right before, let me say in my experience, right before I thought about giving up, something would happen and I would be given a light at the end of the tunnel. So at the end of the day, I can't change the fact that these things in my life happened. No one can change that. But I can sit here and say that it happened and I am still whole. I am still safe. I am still alive and I am still here, dedicated to healing, dedicated to reclaiming my power, dedicated to, through my life's experiences, helping you guys do the same. And I realized that every single thing that I have experienced in my life was the seed for a desire, was the seed, a calling to rise higher. Oh my gosh, that just rhymed again. I swear, I accidentally do this, you guys. I'm not trying to be cheesy here. But the universe planted the seed of scarcity within my life so that I could experience what it means to truly be abundant, what it means to truly create abundance for myself, to truly step into that energy of abundance. The universe planted the seed of chaos in my life so that I could experience what it means to create, what it means to know safety and security. The universe planted the seed of hatred within my life so that I could experience what it means to truly love. It's like two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one side without the other. You can't have the yin without the yang. So the extent to which I have experienced lack only shows me the extent to which I can experience abundance, which means, you guys, my capacity for all of the amazing and good things in my life is freaking limitless because I have experienced the equal opposite in the other direction. Like, I want you to know that all of this pain, all of this scarcity, all of this lack that you have experienced, now look at the other side. Look at the other side of the spectrum. That is what you are being called to experience. If you have experienced 100% lack, you are being called to experience 100% abundance. You are here with the capacity to experience that. Like, some people only experience 10% pain. And then so some people only experience 10% love, and that's okay. They're not at like these extremes. I am, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you see it, at an extreme, but it is because I am here to experience the full spectrum of what it means to be alive. I am here to expand. And this expansion can be uncomfortable, it can be scary, it can result in a lot of tension. It's like pulling back that bow and arrow. When you pull back and pull back and pull back, oh my gosh, the tension, it's so tight, ow, ow, ow. And then you release and it goes flying forward. And so my final message to you all is that you can transform your pain into your power. You can rise above your past. You can create a beautiful future for yourself. You can radically transform every area of your life despite the circumstances in which you were raised in or the circumstances that you are facing today. So friends, that is all I have for you today. I just want to thank you guys so much for sitting with my story, for accepting me as who I am. And now you know a little bit more about the ups, the downs, where I'm coming from, and why it's so important for me to share with you guys because of where I want to go next. which is to help you all. So friendly reminder, please fill out the form. It is in the show notes. That survey is going to help me so much with just thinking about like, okay, what do you want? How can I help Mary? How can I help Alex? How can I help Tom? Like, what is it that you guys are needing the most support with? What is it that you guys are struggling with? And I want to be able to speak directly to that. So thank you all so much. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode.